Can you hurry up, please? You know just how much I hate pausing the movies, right? Okay. I also love the snacks you make for me. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you. That looks really good. Yeah. Looks amazing. Let's check if it tastes as good. Goodness. Okay. Okay, yeah. You're forgiven, but this time only. Now, can we please go back to watching? It's one of the best parts. Nice. Yeah, I'm gonna grab some more. Thank you.
Your skin is pale white and ice cold. Your eyes
Right there.
color. Sometimes you think like you're from a different time. You never eat or drink anything. You don't go out in the sunlight. How old are you?
17.
How long have you been 17?
A while.
Yeah.
You know what you are.
I guess so.
Out loud. Say it.
Look, I just, why you agreed to watch Twilight with me if you seem to despise this movie so much? Well, your comments are kind of giving exactly that. What's the deal? You wanted to hate watch it? Seriously? You know, it'd be better if you told me before we picked Twilight for a movie night. Yeah. Because I actually like this movie. Yeah. Well, it's cheesy, but, like, it's good kind of cheesy. You know? No, it's actually not the same. Because I don't find it cute or funny when people are making fun of this serious and such a mean way. I guess it's cool to hate on those films and laugh at how stupid they are and stuff, but you know what? Never mind. Yeah, forget about it. Let's just watch something else. No, I. It's not that I'm trying to hide something from you. I just don't see the point in trying to explain and justify me liking the movie, I guess. It doesn't seem all that fun. And we wanted to have a chill movie night together, so we can just pick something else instead. Right? Some comedy, for example. Let's try and find something that'd be funny for both of us, not just you. It's okay, I promise. Tastes differ. I get it. And I'm a big girl, so please don't worry about my feelings, okay? How about that? I mean, what's the point anyway? You clearly don't take it seriously, and I won't be able to change your mind. Why make you suffer through it? True, but You sure you want to listen to my TED talk on why Twilight is not that bad of a movie? And watch it with me after that? This just sounds like double the torture for you. Honestly, look, I know I'm your best friend and you love me and all, but that seems like a lot of suffering for one night. Oh yeah, even I can acknowledge that. Oh, you're crazy. But if you absolutely hate it after watching, you have no right to say, I haven't warned you, okay? I tried to stop it. We got it on record, okay? Yeah, you're totally crazy, especially knowing how you feel about it now. I was joking about the TED Talk, by the way. Yeah, you're totally crazy. Okay, where do I start? Well, to address the obvious, this whole supernatural aspect, I really like it. Even though here it's kind of cute and corny and campy instead. I love its drama, angst of course, and cute first love obsessiveness. Yeah. And I feel like this idea of forever in a love story being taken to a whole other level with immortality, it just really speaks to me, you know? That plus a bunch of handsome heart tops. Yeah, it's just so good. That's the whole point, actually. Yeah, and it's so smart. No. Okay, look, let me explain. So, Bella's supposed to be as plain as possible. Totally on purpose, yeah. Yeah, so like, in the book... No, stop. I read the books, yes. Do you want me to explain or not? Then please do not laugh at me. In the books, she's actually rarely described in more than just the most basic terms, which allows the reader to slip into her role with more ease as they read. And since there's not much description given, the reader just fills in the details with their own. Yeah, and that's simply genius, because then you put that character into a fantasy world where she's the center of everything and has two extremely attractive guys fighting for attention. So people just internalize this attention. That is so smart. And yeah, I think I kind of fell into that trap too. I adore that forever partners concept. And that probably played some part in it too. So yeah. Well, I was full of hormones, and I wanted to believe that one day someone would love me the way Edward loves Bella. I've always been that chubby, awkward-looking girl. Not popular, never had any romantic attention whatsoever, and at times it felt like I would never be able to get someone to fall in love with me. So, Bella, being as unremarkable as she is, she gave me hope that one day that special person would find something lovable in me. Something that maybe even I can see. I mean, I never brought it up with you because, I don't know. It just never seemed relevant, I guess. But yeah, being the center of attention and the object of affection, let alone affections of two gorgeous characters, oh, it sounds like a dream come true. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't need two guys pining after me, no. One person would be more than enough, actually. Yeah. But even that seems to be too unrealistic. What? No. I haven't been on a date since, ever. I've never been on a date, actually. No, never. Really? Do I have to explain that? It's just, seems like everyone is trying to make people feel better about their bodies. But as a bigger girl myself, I always found that seemingly well-intended, yay, celebrate your body no matter what it looks like, or you go girl, spiel, a bit cringy, you know? People aren't going to change their minds about what they find beautiful just because you tell them to. And what happens instead, we brought even more attention to how everyone looks without asking them anything about who they are. So, yeah, now I'm labeled as a curvy girl, which is supposed to be cool and attractive and all, but it's... That is a lie. People have preferences anyway. And curvy is not it. Most of the time. Oh, come on. I've been around you long enough to know that's not true. I know what your type is. Yeah. Girls like Bella, actually. Slim, delicate build, but tall enough. Those collarbones showing a little bit. Collarbones. Never heard of those. Yeah. So, girls like Bella. Gorgeous, but painfully oblivious to how attractive they actually are. Did I miss anything? I don't think so. What? That doesn't sound like me at all. Oh, stop. I mean, thank you, but I know you're only saying that because you're my best friend. And it doesn't mean what I want it to mean. No, your compliments mean a lot to me, of course. I mean, you're smart. You are kind, you are super fun to be around. I never laugh as much as I do when I'm around you. you're kind of perfect. So, getting such compliments, knowing that you'd never actually see me that way is a bit hard. Because, well, that's irrelevant. You really think I'm pretty? But as in theory, right? Because it'd make me feel really good if you said that, right? So, what are you doing? Proving a theory? And how exactly are you going? Oh, okay. Are you sure? You could try again in case you're not sure. And if you are sure, you can try again too. Yes. I'd love to continue. So you picking the angsty, supernatural-themed teenage movie was supposed to be a build-up to something romantic? Okay. That's sweet. Yeah. But we're still watching the movie, right? Oh, come on. You can treat it as your personal gateway to acceptance that you can enjoy things even when they are objectively crappy. And that's okay. Well, I always thought that Twilight was a perfect comfort movie for cuddles and comfy vibes, but if you're not interested, then... okay. And I can promise you lots of affection. After that. You're that only person that would be more than enough. Yeah. Your attention is the only one I need. Yeah. Thank you for making